here we are. It is a brand new month. How did we get here? Happy Sunday. This February the 2nd, 2014. Friend, welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. If you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. That's right. We try to saturate this program within the Word of God. And today, well, since it's a brand new month, the month of February, the month of love. So we're going to be talking about the Father's love. When we call God, we see him as God or maybe a dictator, someone who sits on the throne. But when we change up the verbiage to a father, boy, that really adds some love to it, doesn't it? It gives you a whole new perspective of God and his character. So today we're talking about a father's love right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Rain in our hearts,
That's right. You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. So good to be spending some time with you. It's Joey hanging out with you. Here we are. It is, of course, the weekend. And I pray that you're having a restful and warm weekend as well. So here we are. It is February, the month of love. And recently, my daughter started selling those chocolate candy bars for a school fundraiser. And that's totally a blessing to us because in our home, we love sweets. Can I get an amen? Hello. See, when you love someone, it motivates you to action, doesn't it? It motivates us to remind our spouse how much they mean to us. It motivates us to pull over and help a stranger along the road. And it can even motivate us to buy 36 bars of chocolate to support your daughter's school and that sweet tooth, of course. But friend, the Bible gives a great picture of love in action. Romans chapter 5, verse 8, it says, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." You don't read about any other religion's God, that's small g, by the way, dying for their people. As Franklin Graham once said, "I don't serve a God where I have to die for him. He died for me." So friend, let's embrace the Father's love today.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son and make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory.
Sunday worship right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll hanging out with you. Any big plans, anything going on this weekend for you and your family? In fact, it's kind of a quiet weekend in our home. We just, my wife and I just had a little Bible study with some friends on Friday night, and that's pretty much it. So sometimes it's always good to have absolutely nothing on the agenda for the weekend. Amen. Hey, we're talking about the Father's love today. When asked, what's love? Children have some great answers. Noelle, who's 7, she says, love is when you can tell a guy you like his shirt, then he wears it every day. Rebecca, who's 8, answered, since my grandmother has arthritis, she can't bend over and polish her toenails anymore. So my grandfather does it for her all the time. That's love. Jessica, who's 8, says, you really shouldn't say I love you unless you mean it. But if you mean it, you should say it a lot, because people forget. Sometimes we need reminding that God loves us, don't we? We focus on the difficulties of life and wonder, where's the love? But if we pause and consider all that God has done for us, we remember how much we are loved by Him. God, who is love, according to 1 John 4. Psalm 103 lists the benefits God showers on us in His love. He forgives our sin. He satisfies us with good things and executes righteousness and justice. He is slow to anger and abounds in mercy. He doesn't deal with us as our sin deserves and has removed our sin as far as the east is from the west. He has not forgotten us, friend. What's love? God is love. And He's pouring out that love on you and me. The death of Christ is the measure of God's love for you.
Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds that hath made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, Thy power throughout the universe displayed. Sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art! How great Thou art! Then sings my soul. How great Thou art!
listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Listening to Sunday Worship right here, of course, on this Sunday, February the 2nd, 2014. I was going to say 13 there. How about that? 2014. And today we're talking about the Father's love. The Old Testament book of Ezekiel tells of God's judgment on his disobedient people. The Lord called them a rebellious nation that rebelled against me in Ezekiel chapter 2. He also called them stubborn children in verse 4 of Ezekiel 2. See, the graphic descriptions of their sin and the violent images of their coming punishment are appalling. Yet in the darkest moments of God's lament over his people held captive in Babylon, his love shines through in his call for them to walk again on the path of life. I love, listen to this from Ezekiel 18. He says, "Cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed, and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. For why should you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of one who dies, says the Lord God. Therefore, turn and live." That is so beautiful. God does not ask us to feel worse than we already do about our failures or try harder to keep his commands. Instead, he invites you and me to receive a fresh source of motivation and strength, a new heart and a new spirit. Friend, if you're feeling that you've wandered too far from God and he is through with you and done with you, it's time to embrace the truth today. Amen. Will you accept the Father's invitation to turn and live today? To enjoy the future, accept God's forgiveness for your past.
Almighty God, the great I am, immovable rock, omnipotent, powerful, awesome Lord, victorious warrior, commanding King of Kings, mighty conqueror, and the only time, the only time I ever saw him run was when he ran to me. He took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, "My son's come home again." Lifted my face, wiped the tears from my eyes. With forgiveness in his voice, he said, "Son, do you know I still love you?" He caught me by surprise when God ran. The day I left home, I knew I'd broken his heart. And I wondered then if things could ever be the same. Then one night, I remembered his love for me. And so down the dusty road ahead I could see. It was the only time, it was the only time I ever saw him run. And then he ran to me, he took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, and said, "My son's come home again." Lifted my face, wiped the tears from my eyes. With forgiveness in his voice, I feel sincere. Do you know I still love you? He caught me by surprise.
Yes, he did.
And he brought me to my knees when God ran. I saw him run to me. So far away. But now I know he's been waiting for this day. I saw him run to me. He took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, and said, "My son's come home again." Lifted my face, wiped the tears from my eyes. With forgiveness in his voice, I felt his love for me again. He ran to me, he took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, and said, "My son's come home again." Lifted my face, wiped the tears from my eyes. With forgiveness in his voice, he said, "Son." He called me son.
Love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. Truth from 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Friend, thank you so much for letting me spend some time with you today as we've been focusing on the Father's love. And I'll leave you with this great reminder from the Gaither Vocal Band.
Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible, it tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are. Oh,
Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. He who died, heaven gave, he's gonna open wide. He will wash away all my sin. The Bible.